Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. If you like my content, please like, comment, and subscribe. In today's episode, we have a guest, Lisa, who is a dating expert here in Munich, Germany. We will talk about dating. Let's go. Hello, welcome everyone. I'm your host, Anthony. Today, we have a special guest, Lisa.
Hi guys, nice to meet you. I am Lisa and I'm glad to be here today.
Yeah, Lisa, so as a dating expert, you know, today we are going to talk about some interesting questions about dating, right?
Right.
Yeah, so let's say on your first date, should the boy, should the man pay the bill or should, you know, the couple split the bill?
I think, in my opinion, they should split the bill because it's not supposed to be the guy always paying all the bills, like for the first dinner, because it's a meeting up and you're just getting to know each other. Then it shouldn't be taking like a casual thing from the girl that the guy always have to pay the bill.
Yeah, I think in my point of view, you know, most of the time when we were dating, there will be some like preset assumptions that a guy should pay the bill to show that, you know, he has the like financial abilities or, you know, like some, I don't know, maybe good intentions to provide for the girl. So he has to, you know, pay for the bill, for everything. But I do agree with your point. Like, I think, you know, in the beginning, like on the first date, everything should be like split to show that, okay, we are like independent of each other, right? Before moving on to the next stage.
Right, and the girls shouldn't always rely on the guys because maybe it doesn't work out and maybe there won't be a second date. So mm-hmm. It shouldn't be a casual thing, or they shouldn't get to a restaurant or a bar wherever they go and take it like, yeah, the guy will pay it after all. And if the guy doesn't pay it, then there won't be a second date. I think this is a false or wrong opinion in my mind. So,
okay. Do you have any interesting thing to share regarding this, you know, question?
Actually, I have a friend. She asked me, yeah, she doesn't want to date a guy for the second time because the guy didn't pay her bill when they met up. And I told her, but you can't think like that because maybe he thought, yeah, we will split the bill and after we know each other better and we have a second date or for the third date, I will pay something or I will give you a present, something like that. So yeah, she was quite pissed because the guy didn't pay at all.
So she felt that the guy kind of didn't respect her or...
For her standards, the guy should pay the bill, so...
Otherwise,
I try
he's
to
selfish
yes.
Or
yes, otherwise
like
he's selfish and he's not sympathetic for the first date and she likes to be paid, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean I try to understand, you know, this point of view, like from the like females, from the girl's perspective, is that, oh, you know, like I'm a girl, like I for me to go out with a guy is already very special, so I already, you know, it already cost me something, right? Mm-hmm. Cost my, I don't know, title or my time, stuff like that. And so the guy that show up, you know, in the dinner should pay for everything for the night, yeah. But actually in Germany though, what's the like common, you know, way of dating here in Germany? Like, I think it should be like split it like half-half or like equally, right? In the first date.
So most of the people, I think they will split the bill at the end, but if you're a true gentleman for the ladies, then you will pay it. Or if you have enough money, I think. But for most, the ladies, I think they will just split it. Like if you're going out with your friends, like you always split the bill. Nobody will say, yeah, I'm paying for everybody or I'm paying for all of you guys. So it will be split.
Okay, and so if there's like an occasion that, you know, let's say here in terms of like dating, if a guy suggested like a very fancy restaurant that is expensive, and if the girl said yes, you know, and they have the dinner at such an expensive fancy place, would they usually like split the bill? Like, okay, they kind of, okay, like the girl kind of, okay, yeah, I'll go there, I'll show up and I will pay for it. Let's just enjoy like an expensive dinner.
I think if the guy first, in the first place, if the guy asked the girl out for expensive restaurant, then he will pay the bill, because the girl won't pay
okay.
it, I think, because she will go to the date with a mind like, yeah, I will be invited because this is such an expensive restaurant. And yeah, he invited me, so I will go there because I like him, or I want to eat something that I can't in my casual days. So,
ah, that is true.
Yes. So I think most the girls will think like this way. Maybe there are some girls will feel bad if they go there and they will just tell him to cancel the dinner and go to a cheaper place. But I think most of the girls will actually take the chance to get to such expensive restaurant. So.
Okay, so this actually reminded me of, you know, one time I was talking with my friend, he's a guy, and he told me, he's German, by the way, like, yeah, Italian, but like also German, so half-half. So he told me that here, like dating in Germany, is that you go up, you know, for a coffee or dinner, and then you walk in the park for maybe an hour just to chat, and then send her home, and then repeat it 3 times or 4 times before you will do like something else. Is that true, or it depends?
I think it depends really on the person, because I know from my friends, they're dating guys nowadays via, they met them via Tinder or some other dating apps, and they will meet up at a restaurant or at a bar. So taking them for a walk, I don't know, maybe after the dinner if they are full. So yes, I've never heard of something like that. Maybe your friend is special, yes. And
this
he wants to save money, maybe.
Oh, okay,
yes.
That's true.
Yes.
He's telling me like, oh, you have to, you know, go to a park with them and then just like talking for an hour and stuff.
Yeah, that would be a great advice for all of the males.
Yeah, moving on, we are going to talk about, you know, what actually, like what dating actually is, you know, because I think dating and getting into a relationship is different, right, Lisa?
Yes, I think in the same way, because for me, dating is a chance to meet and to get to know a person in the first place. And for a relationship, you have to get to know each other for a longer time, so it will be different.
And in a relationship, it's more committed and exclusive, right?
Right, so I think the relationship will continues from your dating. If you get to know the guy or the girl in the first place during your date and you likes her, then you will take the second date and the third date or fourth date, and then maybe someday you will ask them out. So yes, it will be a relationship in the end.
Oh, I see. So asking a girl out like for a date is like a first gesture for the very very first beginning. So if a girl said yes for a date, doesn't mean like a boyfriend girlfriend relationship, doesn't mean any approval, it just mean that yeah, I'm interested to see what will happen, right?
So if the girl is interested or the boy is interested, then they will go on the date on the first place. If they aren't interested into each other, then the date wouldn't even be there. So
I think somehow guys will be like we see like the lines between dating and relationship kind of blurred, because if you you know, goes out with me, if you go out with me like in a date, then that means okay, everything is green light. But in fact, it doesn't mean like that, right? It doesn't mean like, oh, you can do like anything, or like in terms of like, oh, we are now boyfriend, girlfriend, and we should text each other all day long, things like that. So like just a yes for a date doesn't mean a yes to like all the stuff, the rest of the stuff.
I think a date just means yes, I like you and I would like to know you better, but it doesn't mean that I will be in an official relationship with you afterwards, because maybe the time goes and you know the person isn't my style or isn't really my type, and our characters doesn't match, so
yeah. So actually it takes a longer time, I would say, like observation for each other to see like if they fit each other for boyfriend girlfriend. Then so in terms of this kind of, so it's like dating is less committed, I would say, than in a relationship. And that, you know, brings me to another question, which is, so can you date multiple guys or girls at the same time?
I think if you're looking for Mr. Right or Miss Right, then you could do it. But if you found the right person, or if you selected some of the people you've met during your dates and some of them aren't your type, then you could date them separately, of course, at the same time. But if you've chosen the right one, then of course it will be only this person.
So it's okay to date multiple people.
I think if you're officially, if she knows or he knows at the same time that you are dating others as well, it's a free word. Why not?
Yeah, and actually, does it matter to say it upfront that I'm dating like multiple girls to your dates? Like, do you need to specifically talk about it?
If you want to be open-minded and if you want to be nice to her, then I would tell her, because nowadays I think it's better to know that you're dating multiple people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So the girl knows or the guy knows, and they can also date multiple people, because you don't know if your relationship will be there one time or if the date will continue.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I think it would just be fair that both of them would know, yeah, the other person is dating others at the same time.
Yeah, I think dating like multiple people at the same time shouldn't be a problem, as long as, you know, like both parties know that like dating is not exclusive, or like dating doesn't mean anything committed, you know, like, oh, you are, I don't know, going to set up like a shared bank account with the guy or the girl. Like, no, it's nothing like that. It's just more like just knowing each other. But that being said, like a date is obviously different from like a hangout, right? A hangout means a no, right? If somebody says, yeah, let's hang out, then it's not a date. So he's kind of, or she's kind of implying that, yeah, I'm not interested in doing anything else.
Right. I think it's quite different to separate hanging out with people and dating people, because you have to know them in the first place. And if both parties like each other, then maybe they will tell it a date or call it a date. And if you just want to be friends with them, then it would be called a hangout. So I think it's, for me personally, it's really difficult so to separate it, because you don't know the person in the first place, and you want to get to know them. And so you can call it a date or call it a hangout. Maybe after the first date, you will tell the person, yeah, I like you, but only as a friend. Then for me, it would be a hangout. And if you likes the person, very funny, sympathetic, and maybe you want to continue or to keep a relationship or being boyfriend, girlfriend, then I think you can call it a date. So
you know, from like a girl's perspective, what do you look from like in a first date? I mean, come on, like the first day is like the first impression, like the, you know, the chance, like the guy's got really depends on the first impression, right? So be it like a meetup at a cafe or like a dinner, hangout, whatever, like from a girl's perspective or from a perspective, what do you look for, like, from that first date?
From my side, I think I wouldn't like that the guy would be always on his phone during the date or hangout. And I like talkative people. If he doesn't talk or doesn't speak, if I'm not questioning him something, then it would be a boring date, and then that would be a pass. So,
do you like specifically look for some, I mean, of course you're looking for some connections, right? But any like attributes, like, you know, exact like things you are looking for example, like, I don't know, maybe his of course, like his character, as you have mentioned, but do you also look for, I don't know, his economic status, or like, oh, like the way he's eating, you know, the like the small details, you know.
I think he shouldn't show up with oily skin or hair, should
okay.
be clean,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. wearing clean clothes, of course, and yes, I think manners should also be good, and not like eating the food with hands, with bare hands,
okay.
using the right chopsticks or whatever.
Fork
then,
and knife,
yes,
in
for,
the correct
yes,
way.
Yes, and yes, he should have some manners. So if he shows up, like there are German children, or I would call them teenagers, they're always at the Bahnhof here, the subway station, and yeah, they're not Germans, but their manners are really bad. So they're like, oh yeah, Walla, big bro, Bruder, I don't like this. So if someone shows up like that, then I would stand up and go.
I mean, you would know that too, right? Before even seeing him, from the way maybe you guys talk online and stuff.
Some people write it already. They write in the way they talk, but some of them don't, and you will only know the person if you see her or see him in person. So,
one question specifically for, I mean, dating in Germany, because obviously this country is known for its punctuation. Okay, so is it like a big fat no or red flag that if the guy just arrived late?
I think it depends. Some people, for the first date, I think the guy or the girl should be on time, so they shouldn't be late. But if they arrive late, like 5 minutes, it shouldn't be a problem. But an hour, then I think everyone would be pissed.
And any like crazy stories, surprises that you want to share with us, like, you know, throughout your dating history, that, oh, you know, you were expecting that guy to be like A, but then, you know, when it shows up, and when he shows up, when you guys, you know, I don't know, had a dinner or whatever, conversations turned out he was like a completely different person.
I think some guys, they write in a talkative way online because they don't see the other person.
Uh-huh.
And if they meet up, then they are shy.
Really?
Yes.
You met.
I've
Is it
actually
common?
Met. I think for the Germans, I don't know, because I only dated Asian guys. So
mm-hmm.
yes, for the Asians, one guy was pretty weird. So he asked me out for cinema, and
mm-hmm.
we watched a movie, Godzilla, and then I paid for the tickets, and he told me, yeah, I will give you the money later. And then he forget it or whatever. Then he ran after his S-Bahn, and then I paid it, and afterwards he blocked me. So, like, I
what?
Was quite pissed, and yes, I think he told a lie, and he suggested me to invite him, or he supposed me to invite him.
I see.
Yeah, I mean, I would invite him, but not like that, so yeah.
Okay, so this is like kind of weird.
Yes.
Sorry. thank you so much for your time, Lisa, to be here in our talk show today.
Thank you, Anthony, as well. I was quite happy to be invited here and had a lot of fun.
How do you say goodbye in German, by the way?
In German, we say Auf Wiedersehen, or just Tschüss.
Tschüss. Ah, Auf Wiedersehen is a more official one.
Yes, so in Bavarian, we call it Servus.
Oh, Servus is for hi and goodbye.
Yes.
Servus.
Servus.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you like my content, please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and subscribe to this podcast. I will see you next week.